Ezekiel chapter 14. One who speaks for God is respected everywhere, but in his own country and among his own family and in his own house. Those of the house or those of the village who are usually the last ones to recognize the greatness of their peers. Having said this, hidden among the well-deserved divine discipline towards a people obstinate to dishonor God. In today's chapter, Ezekiel gives us a lesson. For even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in this country, they would save only their own lives by being good and right, says the Lord God. Even if these three men were in the land as I live, says the Lord, they could not save their sons or their daughters. They alone would be saved, but the country would be laid waste. Two of these men were a legend, even though they were not even Jews. Both were examples of patience and faithfulness. Ezekiel overlooks some negative details of both Noah's behavior and some of Job's words. Daniel was still alive and in his prime. Ezekiel, his contemporary and fellow prophet, does not envy him, but celebrates him, as Peter also does with Paul. Ezekiel indirectly teaches us to recognize in life those who are or have been examples for our lives, although none of them were perfect. Recognizing the greatness or importance of others does not make us less. On the contrary, it makes us really great. Lord, help me to recognize the virtues of others and not be stingy in recognizing them, regardless of whether anyone notices any virtue in me.